petticoat. Your pretty, pretty petticoat. And then you smiled, he got wild. You didn't understand that there's money to be made. Beauty is a car that must get played by organization. But ooh la, she was such a good girl to me.
That was Ooh La by the Kooks.
Wow.
I just saw them last night, and I kind of just figured out about them last night as well.
Terrible.
Yeah, but they're really good. It was in
but
the,
people have known that.
No, this is a hot take. This is a hot take. We have Dylan in the room.
Hello.
He's been on the show once or twice before. Skipped Comp 11 to be here.
Shout out Sam Grier.
Yeah, big move. Yeah, they were really good. It was at what's it called? The Orpheum, right across from the Park Street Station in Boston. Ooh. Great venue. The bands who opened for them were also great.
What bands were they? Do you know?
I forget. I'm gonna look into it. Everyone was up dancing, young crowd and old crowd.
Yeah, because they're kind of old.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, but there were definitely some college students there.
Some hip college students.
Yeah. And so...
I have a Kooks t-shirt. You should have asked to borrow it.
Really? Can I have it?
No.
Okay.
I like it.
Do you even like the Kooks, though?
Yeah.
Well, we'll play more of them, then.
I actually saw them in concert before also, like maybe 3 years ago.
Where?
I think it might have been BFD in California Music Festival. This is the morning show, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
We were 40 seconds late on the draw.
Oh, no.
That one. Oh, well.
We may be shut down.
I'm going to play another Kook song.
Okay, go for it.
All right. This is Naive.
Never heard of it.
I'm not saying it was your fault, although you could have done more. Oh, you're so naive, yeah, so. How could this be done with such a smiling sweetheart? Oh, and your sweet and pretty face is such an ugly way. Something so beautiful. Oh, that every time I look inside, I know she knows that I'm not fond of asking. True or false it may be, or she's still out to get me. And I know she knows that I'm not fond of asking. True or false it may be. Something so beautiful.
Song was that?
That was by Sure Sure, and I'm blanking on the name. It's the famous
"This Must Be the Place."
Originally done by the Talking Heads.
Yeah, I thought that was a good cover. I'm very
skeptical
of what
covers. Was that what you were gonna say?
Yeah, that is what I was gonna say.
Thought so.
Because they're usually worse than the original, but sometimes they're even better.
We should play some covers.
I'm pro covers.
Yeah.
I'm anti cover band.
Yes.
Oh, I'm so anti cover band. Tufts events always have cover bands.
I mean,
and
what else? I mean,
yeah.
They're
going to
get the Talking
good.
Heads on the Prez Lawn. I don't think so.
Spring Fling, like headliners a cover band, that'd be pretty rough.
Isn't that kind of how it is?
Like, the Fall Galah was a cover band.
But they were good.
And the Winter Formal, I heard multiple cover bands. I didn't go, but I heard that there were multiple cover bands.
It was a good time.
Yeah?
Tell
I heard
us about
that
it.
As well. Yeah, how was that?
It was House of Blues, first off, is an awesome venue.
I think.
Yeah. Really good vibes there with, like, the staging of it. In terms of the band, I don't know. I don't really remember much, but dancing was pretty fun.
Yeah. I mean, if you're not there to, like, I would never go anywhere to see. I mean, I guess you don't go. Like, they're usually at weddings or whatever.
Yeah. Or pretty classic for college events.
I guess.
We should change that. We should change that culture.
Well, because there's a lot of bands that are bookable that aren't cover bands and are actually good.
Yeah, but, like, they only, like, you think they're good, but 90% of the school thinks they're trash.
Okay, or at least, like, I feel like a DJ is better, because you might as well hear the original instead of, like, a not very good cover.
That's fair. But also live music is fun.
Yeah, that's true.
So
House of Blues is a great venue. I was there on Friday for Crash Fest.
What's that?
It was kind of a music festival like thing where there were a bunch of different bands, and my boyfriend Jackson was tap dancing in it.
Really?
Yeah.
How was that? Wait, was really he good. Was he up front?
Yeah.
Front and center?
Yeah, he
front and side.
Him and his tap people, they like made a little tap stage, and so it like came out of the
That's
stage.
Sweet.
But it was like on the main, like there were other stages that weren't the main stage, and they're on the main stage. It's pretty exciting.
How many people were there?
A good amount.
What a rush.
I can't count. I never learned.
Does he get like stage fright kind of deal? Like how is that being in front of so many people?
I don't know. Maybe we should get him in here to talk about it.
Yeah.
Do you tap dance to music?
Yeah. Okay. Usually there's a band there, and it's like a very like you're going off of each other. It's really cool actually. I've been to 2 tap events so far. Really interesting community.
Gonna throw on a pair of shoes yourself?
I've been trying to learn one dance called the shim sham, which is like every tap dancer knows how to do it. Jackson's been teaching me and Luca, and I know like maybe.
Is it hard?
Apparently not.
Is it hard for you?
Well, I know he only taught me a very small amount, and I can do that, and hopefully maybe one day I'll be able to do the whole thing. That's the goal.
There you go.
You want to play? We could play some music.
Yeah. This is a radio show after all.
I'm going to play My Boys by Twin Peaks. Not approved by Lucas necessarily.
Hold on to your seats,
folks. I hope everyone likes it. Enjoy. Is it going to play? Don't worry about it. There we go.
Now that I'm booked. transmission of the light from worlds apart. All your stories and your pipe dreams came to life for me in moments after dark. Saw you sleeping in my nightmares. Premonition of the light from worlds apart. All your stories and your pipe dreams came to life for me in moments after dark.
Everything's running in slow motion. So, yeah, I'm dry. Everything's running in slow motion. So, what you? myself look stupid.
I don't care
what you think the truth is.
I mean, damn,
how many times I gotta prove it? If I don't want you, I'll tell you that I don't want you. If I don't love you, I'll tell you that I don't love you. If there was someone above you, then I'd let you know that ain't the case, so
hey, what you trippin' on? Trippin' on, trippin' on me. Yeah, trippin' on, trippin' over nothing. Always honest, positive. I don't know you nothing. Trippin' on, trippin' on, trippin' on me. Yeah, trippin' on, trippin' over nothing. I'm always honest, positive. I don't know you nothing.
Buzz.
Where is that coming from? There's a bee in the stew.
It's deaf.
Lucas broke his microphone and is fixing it on air. Can he do it or will he just completely break it?
Can you do it while I read a PSA?
Just cut me out first.
What mic is that for?
Yeah.
Bye, Lucas. Okay, go for it.
All right. Here is an organ donation PSA. There are many social networking websites, but one stands apart for a very special reason. It saves lives. It's matchingdonors.com. Matchingdonors.com links organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant. Most of them are for kidneys. If you ever considered becoming a living organ donor, or if you're someone in need of an organ transplant, visit matchingdonors.com. Home of the greatest gift of all, the gift of life. Proud to say, I'm an organ donor myself.
That's wonderful.
You guys organ donors? Question mark?
I'm pretty sure.
Wait, am I on?
Yes.
You're, like, you've donated an organ? No.
Like on my license, it says organ donor.
Okay, yeah. No, yeah. I am too. yeah, pretty heroic, I suppose.
Yeah.
You're gonna talk about my song.
Yeah.
Do you want to
say anything about After Dark by Seven Lions and Blastoise?
Well, I usually wouldn't call myself an EDM fan.
Mm-hmm.
And for this song, well, this is more dubstep than EDM.
What's the difference?
Would you call yourself a dubstep fan? Yeah, would you also tell us the distinction
dubstep
between the two?
Dubstep is more, less melodic, more chaotic, uh-huh, as it were. And I'm not a dubstep fan, per mm-hmm se, but I can appreciate, you know, the craft. And after that After Dark song, you heard, what's it called again?
You mean before? After?
After.
But it hasn't played yet.
No, we just played another song.
I don't know.
Okay, well, it was by Zakari. Amazing song. And now, we're going to play another amazing song by BJ the Chicago Kid called Turning Me Up.
Enjoy.
Turn me up a little bit more.
Baby, keep on turning me up. Yeah.
that was Wavy Gravy by Okie Dokie. And that that song has come up on my Discover Weekly a few times. I think the first time was probably like a few years ago, but I remembered it because Wavy Gravy is the name of the director of my summer camp that I work at that I am only mildly obsessed with. And he is a hippie clown icon. He emceed Woodstock. He's a cool guy. He has a movie.
The Woodstock.
Yeah.
Woodstock, the Woodstock.
Yeah, he emceed it. He's pretty famous, but like not for our generation.
Mm.
There's a movie about him called Saint Misbehavin'.
Really?
If you would.
Whoa. What's his real name?
Watch. I knew at some point, but I don't remember.
Mm.
But like, if you look up Wavy Gravy, then
he pops up.
Yeah. He has a Ben and Jerry's ice cream flavor named after him. I don't know if they sell it anymore.
What's it called?
Wavy Gravy. It didn't really sound good to me. But I think it's funny, and I feel like that song has to be named after him, but also it's possible that it's not. But
it definitely is.
I got excited about it.
Yeah.
Because
who wouldn't?
Yeah, I like to think that we're friends, except for he definitely doesn't know who I am. He's like 81 years old.
Hmm.
Cool guy though.
We've got a song up.
We have
a song, and we are gonna play it,
and we are prepared to play it.
Yeah.
It's CRV by Kuko.
Kuko.
painted glow with the gold of sunshine, and my tunes were played on the harp unstrung. Would you hear my voice come through the music? Would you hold it near as it were your own? It's a hand-me-down. The thoughts are broken. Perhaps they're better left unsung. I don't know. Don't really care. Let there be songs to fill the air. Rippled in still water, when there is no pebble tossed, nor wind to blow, reach out your hand. If your cup be empty, if your cup is full, may it be again. Let it be known there is a fountain that was not made by the hands of men. There is a road, no simple highway, between the dawn and the dark of night. And if you go, no one may follow. That path is for your steps alone. There is no pebble tossed, no wind to blow. You choose to lead, must follow. But if you fall, you fall alone. If you should stand, then who's to guide you? If I knew the way, I would take you home. La da da da, 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 la da da da.
That was Ripple by Grateful Dead.
The Grateful Dead. Put some respect
on
that.
I honestly don't think there's a the. It just says Grateful Dead.
Well, that's a bad look for me.
It's pretty embarrassing.
Well, that's all we got for y'all.
Yeah.
It is.
Wait, you gotta wait like 20 seconds.
3:54:47. This is The Morning Show, and you are listening to 91.5 FM Tufts Medford Freeform Radio.
WMFO.
WMFO.org. .com.gov. Find us there.
.edu.
That too.
WMFO.edu. Yeah, this was a good show.
Yeah.
Oh, we never did the weather. It's cold, really cold
so
today.
So cold.
It's brick.
Brick?
It is brick.
It is brick.
I've never heard that.
I've never heard that either.
Walk outside.
Uh-huh.
It's brick up.
Oh, it hits you like a brick?
Mm-hmm.
It's, all right, it's brick. You heard it here, folks. It's going to snow in a few hours. And then, of
course. Is it really?
Yeah.
Today?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. And then the snow's going to stop as always.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's going to melt, and it's going to be annoying, so.
It's not going to stay.
No, it won't be that fun.
That wind, like yesterday?
That wind.
Can we talk about that for a second?
Let's talk about it.
Crazy. Brazy.
Brazy.
I nearly blew away.
Yeah, it was bad. It was bad. It was windy.
It was really windy, and it was cold wind, and that's just unacceptable.
Mm. Yeah, it was bad.
Really reminded
Dylan, thoughts
me.
On the wind?
All right, my fun fact of the day. Boston's windier than Chicago.
Is that true?
Just mm-hmm. yesterday?
Or no, like usually. Like
in general? Overall.
What? We're going to need a fact check on that.
I believe it.
I do quick not Google believe that.
We'll easily resolve
yep,
that.
Stick with us. Continue bantering, y'all.
Okay. Well, the wind yesterday reminded me of a silent film that I watched for a silent film class once called The Wind.
A few cities windier than Chicago, the windy city, include Boston.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah.
12.6 miles per hour. I'm supposing that's an average. New York, 12.2. Honolulu, 11.8. San Francisco, 10.5. The nation's windiest location is Mount Washington, New Hampshire, where Dylan and I are going to do some skiing in the spring.
Yes. Nice. They just fist bump.
It's going to be sweet. With average winds of...
No, it's fine. No,
35 miles per hour. That's all I got on wind.
I think it's funny that Chicago is called the Windy City and Boston is windier. And Boston's called Bean Town and Chicago has that bean.
Whoa.
So it's kind of like Greenland and Iceland.
Someone messed up along the way.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's some confusion.
But I do like Bean Town as a name.
Yeah, it's cute. It's cute.
It's cute. Okay, I think that's really all we have.
Yeah, this is it.
If you
want to play us out with some automation?
Yeah, let's. Yeah. Have a wonderful rest of the week, everyone.
Yeah. Hump day.
I could take the bus to Baton Rouge if I thought that was such a free. If I thought that that would get me. But you don't know me, but it's a simple thing. If you wanna love me, just call my name. Oh, you don't know me, but it's a simple thing. If you wanna love me, just call my name. Yeah, just call my name. It's a simple thing. Just call my name. It's a simple thing. Just call my name. It's a simple thing. Just call my name. It's a simple thing.
WMFO Medford.
WMFO in Medford.
91.5 FM WMFO.
On 91.5 WMFO Medford.
Tufts Freeform Radio.